Ryan Callahan, Go Vols 24/7. Now, last time we talked to Ryan, let me see what's happened. Head football coach, see ya. AD, see ya. New AD, hello. Ryan, what the hell's going on over there?
We got a lot of questions for you this week, my man. How are you, Ryan?
Hopefully we can find something to talk about.
Oh, man. Well, let's start with Pruitt. I don't know where the lead is, because obviously we'll get to Danny White's hiring yesterday as the AD, but let's go back. We hadn't talked to you since the Pruitt firing for cause and the 10 staffers, a couple assistants, and they're not going to pay him the $12 million. You know this is going to, I think, be settled. Let's just start right there. Don't you think they got to settle? I don't think either side wants to go to court.
Yeah, I don't think they want that to happen. I guess it's just going to depend on where Tennessee feels it stands and how much they believe this is just posturing on Jeremy Pruitt's part, attempting to get some money, or whether they think he has some legs to stand on legally with that with his claims. Tennessee laid out six different clauses in his contract that triggered a for-cause firing that they believe he's guilty of. So simply, the fact that he's not directly involved, if that is even true, the fact that he's not directly involved in any of the wrongdoing would not, or that none of it's showing direct evidence to him that he was involved, does not necessarily vindicate him, because simply failing to monitor the program is one of those clauses that would allow Tennessee to fire him for cause. So that's the tough part of that, is that Tennessee seems to think simply failing to oversee the program adequately enough would make it a for-cause firing. So we'll see. I don't know. It's certainly not surprising to see Jeremy Pruitt fire back. And you would think that means there's going to be a settlement of some sort, even if it's not, meeting right in the middle. But I also wouldn't be surprised if Tennessee said, we've got enough on you. If you want to try to take this further, go ahead, and we'll go from there.
Right. What'd you make of the press conference the other day? Listening to Chancellor Plowman basically come out and say, yeah, there are violations, level one and level two, and they're bad. She used the word shocking. I mean, just how we were all surprised how open she was about what was found, this before the NCAA decides to do what they want to do. I mean, what'd you make of all that the other day?
Yeah, it was certainly interesting. I think a lot of people have kind of picked up on this since then, but it's so unusual to hear that, and there are a couple of reasons for that. One, making the case for the NCAA. Come in and hammer you is usually not advisable. I don't think most people would say that's the best way to handle this. And then also, I don't know. It's not the way it was presented compared to the way they presented Philip Fulmer was just odd.
His body language was a little awkward. No.
Understandable, because it was. They're up there trying to present it as this Tennessee legend, doing what's best for the program and selflessly stepping down, and essentially he's being forced out. He's being paid to go away. He's gonna get half of his salary through December 2023, the remainder of his contract. So doesn't sound like much of a retirement to me. You're trying to present this as. Some actors doing some really bad things, and then Philip Fulmer up there just stepping aside for the good of the program. So there were several things about it I thought that were a little strange, but certainly you don't hear. On one hand, I guess you commend Tennessee for being transparent and honest about the situation. It seemed like, as much as anything, though, they were trying to make the case and explain their justification for making this move. And for taking all the time they did to leave him in limbo with all the uncertainty that lingered for weeks, maybe trying to justify all of that and just how they handled the whole situation. But it certainly is a little baffling to people that they kind of laid things on a silver platter for the NCAA. And you would think now that they've explained how serious it is, they're going to have to really self-impose some serious penalties to go along with it to satisfy the NCAA. Because that's part of the deal. You want to make sure the NCAA doesn't come in further and feel the need to add further punishment to whatever you self-impose.
I thought Dante Plowman was just going to stick her arms out and say, hey, come put the cuffs on me right now. It was, you know, I had never, you know, and how do you back it down from there? Right. And there are those who think, well, this is all about saving the 12-plus million buyout. Well, you're treading on thin ice when you're playing with the NCAA investigation balanced against a $12 million buyout or whatever that settlement is, and you're stroking Philip Fulmer a check for the next $37,000 a month for the next 3 years, and now you go out and you make Danny White the highest paid SEC AD, fourth highest in the nation at $1.8 million. There seems to be a lot of money, and UT's buyout to Central Florida, $2.5 million.
Yeah.
A lot of money being thrown around over there.
And Ryan, before you answer, I got to get this in. Breaking news, Hall of Fame and Hall of Famer and home run king Hank Aaron has passed away at the age of 86.
Wow.
So we'll get into that a little bit more. Sorry about that, Ryan. Yeah. I don't mean to throw a monkey wrench into your visit with us, but I want to get that in as quickly as possible. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Understandable. Yeah, all these baseball legends.
It's crazy, right?
In the last year and a half. I don't know what the how that kind of fits into the game plan. But like you said, they're already throwing around a lot of money. And this is sort of the new trend with schools. Because the buyouts and the contracts have gotten so out of control, you're seeing schools in some cases try to make the case for for-cause firings and things like that to save money on the buyouts. At the same time, for years, you've also seen schools in some of these situations you spend money to avoid NCAA trouble and just say, you know, we're going to pay the buyout and hope the NCAA never comes calling. So it's a little bit of a different train of thought here. We'll see if the NCAA punishment ends up exceeding the however much money they save. You know, if you end up meeting in the middle and paying somewhere close to $6 million of Jeremy Pruitt's 12-plus million dollar buyout, you might end up regretting that you just basically saved yourself $6 million to invite the NCAA to come in and pick everything apart and really hammer you for everything that went wrong. So you certainly hope, and Tennessee did, to their credit. They brought in a law firm that's at the top of the industry in handling these sorts of situations. Maybe they helped with some of the messaging in the press conference. I don't know, but you would think they're going to give them an idea of what to expect from the NCAA and a good idea of what kind of penalties to self-impose, and that maybe the NCAA doesn't have to spend too much time and too much energy on adding any additional penalties. So we'll see how it goes, but certainly there's some concern on Tennessee fans, and I think that maybe this is inviting the NCAA to come in and really spend a lot of time on making sure Tennessee's got some serious sanctions.
Ryan Callahan is our guest. You know, Ryan, to me, you know, I don't worry about the money that Danny White's being paid, because whoever takes this job has to know that, you know, there's going to be some tough times ahead turning this football program around, and it's going to take some time and some patience. And, you know, quite frankly, this new AD needs to be well compensated, because there's going to be a lot of bumpy roads ahead. And, you know, the good news for Danny White is the men's basketball program is on solid ground. The women's basketball program seems to be improving under Kelly Harper. Boy, they played a hell of a game last night against UConn, had a chance to win that game. It's all about getting that football program right, getting them competitive, getting them to, you know, compete and beat Georgia, Florida, and Alabama on a regular basis. So, you know, to me, you get what you pay for. And Danny White, at least on paper, seems like a guy that has a knack for turning programs around.
Yeah, that's a big thing. And the fact that he's done it at a couple of smaller schools or schools that certainly don't have the resources that Tennessee does traditionally is going to make him even more excited, I'm sure, to have all those things at his disposal at Tennessee. But to turn around programs at Buffalo, a place that historically has not had a lot of success in football and now is having success with the coach he hired, Lance Leopold, made a couple good hires in basketball, made some good hires at UCF in both sports. Not as familiar with what he did with coaches in other sports, but certainly in those two sports alone, he's pretty close to batting 1,000, if not batting 1,000 with his hires that he's made. So I love the idea of going out and hiring an athletic director with a track record of making good hires. That's so, I feel like it's so simple, but you don't always see it. You see people look at athletic directors and pick people who are good at fundraising and different aspects of the job, but maybe their hires are 50-50 on how they work out. That's the most important skill there is, because if you don't get your coaching hires right, you're not going to last very long. So give Tennessee credit. That their search firm, I think, helped to identify Danny White and made him kind of the top, one of the top guys, if not the top guy, on their list. And they were obviously pretty serious about him. So I'm okay with spending a little more money. Like you said, it's a lot of money for an athletic director compared to a lot of ADs around the country. But it's probably a smart use of money, considering it's such an important hire. If you're trusting him to make the hire on the football end, and you would certainly hope they are with that kind of money being involved, then you need to get it right. And I think they feel they've gotten it right with Danny White.
Well, and I think this opens up the possibility of going ahead and getting someone that would not be the interim, like maybe Kevin Steele would be, you know, to get it to like Matt Luke did at Ole Miss. Certainly the pedigree there. His father, AD at Duke, long, and brother at FAU, another brother, head coach at Florida, sister in athletic administration. But I'm telling you what, I've already said it on this show. At FAU, there, his brother and Lane Kiffin, I'm just saying, Lane Kiffin.
How about it, Ryan?
There's some dots to connect.
They say you can't go home again. What say you?
I'll say this. I think there's reason to think he's interested in the job. Now he's shown interest in it a couple of times now since leaving Tennessee. He was certainly interested in 2017, and I think would have been happy to come back to Tennessee at the time. And it didn't happen then, obviously, even with Tennessee being in pretty dire straits and toward the end of that search. So I don't know. It depends on how much time can heal. There are certainly some donors in the Tennessee family that you would think are going to be involved in this decision to at least some degree that might really caution Danny White against making this kind of move or even put a foot down on it. I don't know exactly where those people stand, but that leaving after 1 year back in 2010, that a lot of people haven't forgotten that, I'm sure, a decade later. So can they forgive and forget with something like that is the big question. But I think there's at least some interest there. The other thing is, you know, having that connection with his brother, who having been his boss before, certainly might be a big thing, because Lane Kiffin's never been in NCAA trouble, but certainly there are people who worry that he's the kind of coach who could invite NCAA trouble at some point. So having some firsthand perspective on that, I think, would be important if you're going to consider going that direction. But he, to me, is one of the bigger names that could surface in this search if they're willing to go that route. It's just a matter of, yeah, are they willing to go that route, considering Tennessee's history and sort of baggage there with Lane Kiffin. But, yeah, I'm with you. I think this does – I was not of the belief that Kevin Steele was likely to get this job on an interim basis. My thought was that Kevin Steele might get this job on a full-time basis,
yeah,
if they couldn't find anyone else. So I thought that was a real possibility, knowing depending on the interest that's out there. But I think this hire is a big hit to Kevin Steele's chances of getting the job, because Danny White has a history of making offensive-minded hires everywhere he's been. And Kevin Steele obviously isn't that, and he's kind of gone outside the box at times when he's needed to. And if there's ever a time that Tennessee has to go outside the box, and usually you wouldn't have to, but if you ever had to, this might be the situation where you do that. So that certainly doesn't point to Kevin Steele, and Danny White's track record would not align with a hiring of Kevin Steele. So I don't see it, and I think they probably go outside the family, unless it's someone like Lane Kiffin, who's only spent a little bit of time at Tennessee before.
Well, it should be fun. At this rate, they'll have the head coach Monday, all the staff Friday, and they'll probably play a week from Saturday.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
They should schedule Tennessee State. They're playing. Yeah.
We got OVC.
The OVC's playing this spring. You know.
Well, now to your point, though, I think they've given themselves a little more flexibility with how quickly they moved to the AD search. Mm-hmm. 3 days. You know, that gives them I think they've got a solid week, maybe even a little more, to feel like they have time to conduct a national search if they need to. So I think the speed of that search was big and gives them a lot more options now, even if they want to have someone in place before National Signing Day.
Yeah, this search and this deal didn't happen in the last 4 days. I'll just tell you that.
Well, probably not.
Ryan Callahan, Go Vols 24/7 at Ryan Callahan 24/7. Thanks, Ryan.
Appreciate it, Ryan.
Enjoy your weekend. Have fun over there.
You too. Yeah. Well, I guess.